Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Anne Graham Lutz talks about pockets of revival. She said we might not see that, but we may see pockets of revival, talking about this huge revival. And that lines up with so many words. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of Perry Stone and the prophetic word God gave him about the very specific thing. He kind of referred to it as the rural revival, but it's like pockets of revival. Let's watch Perry Stone confirm a prophetic word that God gave him, specifically what Anne Graham Lutz just shared with us. Take a look.
When I was a young minister many years ago, starting out in ministry, I was called to preach at age 16 and began to preach at age 18 and began to see revivals go 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 11 weeks, 7.5 weeks, etc. When, during my earlier ministry, a man named Rufus Dunford prayed for me, and Rufus Dunford could speak at least, my daddy said, 7 to 8 languages in tongues, in the gift of diverse kinds of tongues, yet he had a third grade education. In the early days of my ministry, for about 3 solid years, the Spirit of God would come on me, and I would have a manifestation come on my physical body where I would feel my hands almost become numb, my face become numb, but it wasn't uncomfortable, it didn't hurt. But when it happened, it was a sign from God that I was to prophesy. A prophecy is to speak an utterance under the inspiration of God without a message in tongues, which followed by an interpretation. Recently, on Sunday night, on 9/13/2015 in Huntington, West Virginia, I stood to the pulpit to preach. And I can't explain it, but I felt that anointing come on me, Mark. So heavy that I didn't think I would be able to stand behind the pulpit. In fact, Robbie and them got concerned that I was going to literally pass out. And it wasn't a physical thing, it was a spiritual thing. And I'm going to read to you this prophecy, and then I'm going to preach on what the Lord is showing me about this prophetic season. Now, your CD is going to say the rise of seven ancient spirits. If you are in the conference, it'll say that. That is not a misprint. That's just that God changed the title and the message. So please understand that if you're listening to this. This was a prophecy. But the Lord said, there's coming a sign in this country. There's coming a sign. It's in the very near future. The righteous will discern and the unrighteous will not. You'll know it when you see it because it will be something that will be so significant it'll grip your attention. Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time. One more time. He does this because he loves this country. Then I stopped there and I said, now listen to me, I'm hearing something. That was me saying that. Then I went back in the spirit. America is a giving country. If you don't believe that, let disaster happen anywhere in the world. Who shows up first? It doesn't matter what country. If it's a Muslim country, it doesn't matter. Indonesia doesn't matter. Taiwan doesn't matter. Japan, it doesn't matter. Who shows up? I hear the Spirit of God say this, and I remember the anointing was so heavy when this came forth. I remember the good, but my people don't. But, and I will give you an inheritance. I will give you another chance because of what you planted in the past, what those before you have planted in the past. It will come up before God one more time. You're going to see, as men speak of pockets of selective judgment, so likewise there is pockets of selective revival. Areas where people will pray and pray and worship until the glory is seen. That just happened. It will not be the type of meeting that will make attention from coast to coast. But in that region and with those people, the town will know there's a visitation from heaven going on. Listen, Mark, listen to this. And it will be known as the rural revival because people will begin to leave large cities, says the Spirit of God, not in droves or in masses, but they're going to begin to pull away and not know why, but go into mountain areas, into smaller cities because of the danger. Now, this may be a revelation of what's coming because of the dangers and the fear and the mobs and the robbing and looting and stealing, and God's talking about in major cities, the people will be drawn to where the good people are, where they hear that people love each other and they care about one another. Some will come, and they'll have no background in the Word. They'll have no background in the things of the Spirit, but they'll be drawn here because of the mercy of God and drawn to places because of the mercy of the Lord for people. And the good people who know the Lord and know their God shall teach them the things of the Lord. One more time, listen to this, because the Lord says he still cares because he said there is still more than a remnant. Hallelujah.
This is just so confirming because she's talking about we won't see the full revival. We'll see pockets of revival. This is exactly what the Lord's telling Perry Stone. Mm-hmm. He's just on Sid Roth talking about it just recently, right? But, you know, think about this, that what you want to do is you want to be in the pocket. You want to be in the pocket. You want to be what God, because God's always moving, but if he's moving in a certain place or area, you want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And what it looks like to me, the cities, based on some of the prophetic words given by many, but also seen by us and seen by Streams Ministry, mm-hmm. John Paul Jackson, that it's just if you don't live in a city, it's kind of difficult to understand, but basically, if there was no buildings, people would be standing on top of each other 100 people high.
Right.
Because it's not like wide. They're just like apartments and buildings, and they're stacked all up, and they all live within a block area. But when there's no air conditioning, no mm-hmm. electricity, no water, that place becomes a cave. It doesn't make sense anymore. And so people start trying to get out of the city, and there's not a lot of ground to grow things in. And so a lot of difficult things, some of the things that Marjane Hamilton saw, you know, that's one of our producer's editor's wife. God showed her a dream very specifically of New York City and the buildings being burned down and torn down. And it's just over and over again. John Paul Jackson saw roads being ripped up and them trying to plant gardens. But if just prepare, you know, it's time for prudent preparation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.